This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Communication is the key to the success of any marriage. You know how many times, you know, there is always like a complaint, you know, and it's usually from the side of the sister or the wife. Why? Because as I told you before, the way to the woman's heart passes through her ears. So you should know that she's expecting you to say nice words. Even though the Prophet ﷺ said, lying is permissible in three scenarios. One of them is in the emotional talk between the two spouses. And I'm saying it again, because some people will misquote me. The emotional talk only. Meaning, like, you know, you go back home and your wife is receiving you, you know, with her uniform in the kitchen with the garlic and the onion. And also the same thing like on your side. Like you always like, you know, sit with her in the pajamas for the last 25 years. You never change them. You know, like we do it both. Like it goes both ways. It's like, you know, it's not one, you know, one-way traffic. So when we sit with each other, we have to make sure that, you know, we are dressed the best, we smell the best, and we choose the best words to communicate with each other. And listen carefully. This is, if you want to maintain happiness and peace in your house as a married couple, write down this statement. Before you claim your rights, perform your duties. Before you claim your rights, perform your duties. Out of like almost 20 years working with, you know, family problems, you know, I would definitely tell you any problem in a marriage is because of this. One of the two spouses is asking for his rights and he's not or she's not performing her duties. Like, you know, she's not dressed well. What about you? I am the man. So what? You know, she doesn't speak to me well. She doesn't respect me. What about you? I am the man. So what? She should be respectful and you shouldn't? She should be dressed the best and smell the best and you shouldn't? You see what I'm saying? So it goes both ways. Sometime, like one time they saw Abdullah ibn Abbas, he was like, you know, taking care of his, you know, appearance and he was combing his hair. And like, you know, I was like, Ibn Abbas, what are you doing? This is the business of women. He said, Astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They are entitled exactly to whatever is being asked from them in kindness or with kindness. So if you want your wife to look the best, you should look the best. Isn't she a human being too? If you want her to smell the best, you should also smell the best. If you want her to receive you with the best, you know, attire, you know, go and get rid of that pajamas. Buy a new one.